You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. You are blessed. We give God thanks right now. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So let's enter in with thanksgiving right now. Hallelujah. I believe there is a power in a thank you. Amen. Let us give our thank you to God Almighty right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you for a place where we can come and set our minds on you and regain focus. Hallelujah. And get perspective, oh God. We thank you and to receive faith. Hallelujah. For in the season and in our day, in our week, in our month, in our life, in our new year. God, we say thank you. Lord God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Reba Shanda Robosia. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you, oh God, for your love. We thank you, oh God, for never giving up on us. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, Reba Shaya, for being a healer. And we thank you, oh God, for being provider. And we thank you, oh God, for being way maker. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being the one who makes a way out of no way. We thank you, oh God, for going before us and making our crooked path straight. Come on, somebody say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for answering our prayers. We thank you, oh God, for comforting. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for sending your angels to protect us and to guard us. We thank you, oh God, for your blood. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for the blood. Hallelujah. That is powerful. Hallelujah. We thank you for your son Jesus that submitted to your will, oh God. Hallelujah. Laid down his life for us, for me. Somebody said, for me. You laid down your life for me. And when you was resurrected on the third day, I was resurrected with you. Hallelujah. I was resurrected into victory. Come on, somebody say it. I was resurrected, hallelujah, delivered from addictions, delivered from the stronghold of bondage. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us just give thanks. Let us give a thanksgiving offering right now. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for the things that we take for granted. Thank you for our voice. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear. Oh God, thank you for limbs to move. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Just to be able to turn our necks. And thank you, oh God, for touching those in the hospital beds and hospital rooms. And thank you, oh God, for touching those even right now that are even in prison. And thank you, oh God, for touching us in our homes, in our wherever we are, in our vehicles. And thank you, oh God, for blessing us with transportation. And thank you, oh God, for blessing us to make rent and take care of our bills. And thank you, oh God. I remember, amen, hallelujah. Somebody say, I remember how you took me from one thing to the next. I remember, I look back. Sometimes we got to stop and look back, not on the negative, but we got to stop and look back at what God did do and how God did answer the prayer and how God did move on our behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to correct the way we look back, and we got to correct the way we look in our now and look forward, because we tend to tilt on when we look back, looking at the negative and what's wrong, and allow that to arrest us in that place. And when we look forward, amen, hallelujah, we tend to go to the next thing and what I need next and what I don't have, amen, come on somebody, instead of if we turn and look back, we see Christ, and if we turn and when we turn and look forward, we see Christ, come on somebody, hallelujah, that I look back and I see how Christ delivered me and answered a prayer and made a way and provided and blessed me with that when I, and that now I look forward, I remember how my Father is faithful and how he answers as I seek him, as I continue to keep my focus and my eyes on him. Come on. I got to turn to scripture. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm turning to scripture right now, and I'm going to tell you where I'm turning as soon as I turn there and make it there. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We're standing on scripture. We're praying, amen, out of scripture. Hallelujah. We're looking to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm turning right now. Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Thank you, Lord. Listen, starting, I'm going to read starting at verse 14. But even in the section that starts in my Bible, I have a heading that is right above verse 12, and it says, God will hear if Israel repents. Amen. God will hear if Israel repents. Israel, God's people, we, you and I today, God's people. You accept the Lord Jesus Christ and declare that he is Lord. You are his people. Listen. Listen as we are in this place of prayer. Listen as we enter in this place of repentance. Amen. We giving thanks to God. And now as we are in his presence, let us bow ourselves and humble ourselves and submit ourselves, amen, and surrender ourselves. The Lord has been ministering to me a truth. And the truth that he has been ministering unto me is that there is no self in Christian. There's no self in Christianity. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. But we tend, us Christians, or maybe, okay, me, I'll speak for me. We tend to be so self-oriented and so self-focused and so self-consumed. Amen, somebody. Everything is about self, what I want and how I want it and how I want to be acknowledged and have everybody pay attention to me. And it's all self. But when we follow after Christ Jesus, in order to follow Christ Jesus, in order to be his disciple, truly, we must deny ourselves. That's what scripture says in Mark 8:34. Deny yourself. Take up our cross and follow after Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I say this, the Holy Spirit leads us in this way as we come in repenting, laying our self at the foot of the cross, laying ourselves down and saying, Lord God, here we are. We repent of our sins, anything that causes division with you. I want to be united with you, oh God. We want to be united with you, oh God, in our everyday. So we repent of our sins and we exalt you, O God. And we enter in this place of scripture. The Bible says, and I will start reading at verse 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people, come on somebody say, I'm his people, which are called by my name, somebody say, I'm called by his name, shall humble themselves, come on humble, come on humility, let's step into a place of humility. Lord God, we thank you for our grace to enter into a place of humility. Live in a place of humility. Speak out of a place of humility. Think out of a place of humility. If we all surrender to the place of humility, there's a lot of problems that will be resolved on their own. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a lot of, I hear the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of insecurities that will dissolve that will render null and void, that will vanish. We step into the place of humility. I hear you, Lord Jesus. Some insecurities come because we're trying to exalt ourselves. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Rebashaya. We're consumed with self. Amen. And so we're looking out of that self lens instead of a Jesus lens. Oh, Rebashaya. And bless those, Lord God, that the hearing and touch those that didn't quite know how to receive what was just spoken, and may it not be a quick reject, amen, because that's that self, amen, having an allergic reaction. But we maybe get into the humble place. Get into the humble place and begin to understand. That's where understanding happens, in the humble place. Relational issues are resolved at the humble place. Come on, hallelujah. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Ooh, hallelujah. What are we doing right now? We are praying. We are praying. We are praying. We are praying to you, O God. We are praying. We are communicating with you, O God. And not only is it just about, see, we got to get that self place. It's all about us. Lord God, bless me. Lord God, make me richer. Lord God, promote me. Lord God. But that prayer place from humility is, Lord, what is your will? Lord God, I believe. Lord God, I trust. Lord God, I know that you are able. It's setting our focus on Christ and not ourselves. Amen. And when we set our focus on Christ and pray, come on, someone. We get up from that place and feeling Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we pray from our self place, it's like we still feel that doubt. We still feel that burden. We still feel that fear. We're still there. We got to get in the humble place and pray. Get in the humble place and submit our will to God. Lord God, what is your will? This is my will, but I surrender this will to you. You know, the same way that Jesus showed us when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane on the way to the cross, amen, and feeling the weight of what he is about to do, taking on our sins, amen, hallelujah. He who knew no sin became sin, hallelujah, that we will be free from sin, amen, that we will be rescued from the death and curse. Amen. Hallelujah. And on the horizon is crucifixion for him, and he's feeling that, and he's having very real human moments to that, so much so that he's the agony is and the distress is so great that he is sweating blood. And I want to stop even before we continue in that ministering, but Lord God, I thank you for blessing us and whoever, and touching those who are grieving, and touching those who are anxious, and touching those who are encounter battling depression. And we thank you, oh God, for touching those that are encountering mental battles, oh God, and even financial battles that is causing distress and causing stress and causing us to be up late at night, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for touching those that have sleep issues and sleep disorders, oh God. And I thank you for correcting and delivering in that place, oh God. We thank you for your delivering power, oh God. We thank you for your healing power, oh God. We thank you for a fresh anointing, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for your blood, for your blood, oh God, covering us. Oh God, we thank you for your peace. Jehovah Shalom, Yahweh Shalom, Prince of Peace. Thank you for your peace that surpasses understanding, oh God, in those divisive places, in those places of strife, in those places of a fight in arguing, oh God, in the Rebbe Shangondoraya misunderstanding, oh God, in the places of hate. Thank you, oh God, for your peace, and thank you, oh God, for your love. Rain down on us, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you. I declare heaven on earth as we have been in California. Come on, has been in a experiencing rain, even unusual, I thank you. What it reminds me of heaven on earth, and God, rain showering us. Showering, hallelujah, those famine places and those dried out places and those dead places. God, I thank you for showering us. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending heaven and sending rescue and sending relief and sending resources and sending help. God, we say thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for in this time we are getting closer to you. Thank you for spiritual hydration, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for cleaning our ear gates and our eye gates out, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for renewing our minds, oh God, that we will be transformed. Thank you, oh God, for creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for giving us a grace for us to decrease so that you will be increased in us, oh God. We want more of you, oh God. Make us sensitive. Hallelujah. Rabba Shanda Rabba Saya. Sensitive, oh God, to your move. Sensitive to your voice. Sensitive to your wind, Holy Spirit. Make us sensitive, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. May a banner of Christ Jesus, may the banner of all things possible, may the banner of God who's doing miracles, signs, and wonders be before us. Ah, hallelujah. God, we say thank you. Thank you for fighting on our behalf, oh God. We surrender the battles to you. See, when we get into the humble place, what happens is we turn over the battles and we're no longer fighting the battles because we're no longer operating out of self. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For fighting our God. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. The powers and principalities, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For fighting on our behalf. Listen, I'm going to read Ephesians 6:12 as we are in this place. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen, somebody. Let's read it again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I thank you, oh God, that as we are in this humble place and we're seeing you, it's not the person that I'm wrestling with. Amen. But against principalities and powers and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I thank you, oh God, for sending reinforcement. I thank you, oh God, for sending backup. I thank you, oh God, for loosing. The grip of the devil from over our lives and over our family members. I thank you, oh God, for your blood. Hallelujah. That where the blood is, the death angel is passing over. I plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your resurrecting power. Hallelujah. That's being released in gracing our presence and our lives on earth, oh God, that we are witnessing your miracles, signs, and wonders. We already seen it and are witnessing it even on a national playing field. Amen. Hallelujah. With your son Hamlin, oh God. And I thank you that your power is very much real. And we thank you for even blessing him as he continues, hallelujah, walking with you, Rabbi Shaya. But may we continue to believe and run to you and seek you, oh God, that you are able. I thank you, oh God, for touching those with your resurrecting power and rescuing those with your resurrecting power and delivering those with your resurrecting power. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know what they need. And I thank you for the touch right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Well, God, we say thank you. As we humble ourselves and we pray and we seek your face and we turn from our wicked ways. See, when we step into the humble place, amen, it becomes no more about us and everything about God. I'm reminded of scripture that says, love the Lord God. This is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second, amen, which is likened to the first, is to love our neighbor as ourselves. As we see that is love our neighbor as ourselves. So we love our neighbor the way we would love ourselves. I'm placing that love on you. So the way I treat my neighbor is really the way I'm treating myself. The way I'm loving my neighbor is really the way I'm loving myself. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. As we humble ourselves and seek your and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. We're no longer attached to our ways when we surrender all and we deny ourselves and we take up our cross and we follow after Christ. Those ways get left behind. Those wicked ways, amen, we abort. Let us abort the wicked ways. Hallelujah. Karabashaya. Let us be quick to neglect and ignore and turn from the wicked ways. Let us be quick and neglect and ignore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Karabashaya, the lies of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. The falsehoods. Let us deny, Karabashaya, ignore in the name of Jesus the temptations. Let us resist as we submit to God. Let us resist the temptations. Thank you, O God, for our power right now to resist the temptations that lead to sin and then lead to destruction. I thank you, O God, for giving us a power and a hunger and a thirst for you, that as we are hungry and thirsty for you, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, then I don't look to please my flesh, but I look to please you. And I don't look to please my neighbor, but I look to please you. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. Come on. Let's be a God pleaser in this hour, in this day, in this time. We thank you, oh God, for teaching us how to please you, how to bless you, how to seek you, how to love on you. Hallelujah. How to present ourselves to you, give ourselves to you, that we will have more of you and less of us. That's what we need on earth. We need more of God and less of us. We need more of God's expertise and less of man's expertise. We need more of God wisdom and less of man wisdom. We need more of God ways and less of man ways. Oh, Karabashanda, we need, hallelujah, more faith and less fear. We need more faith and less selfishness. We need more faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say more faith. Give me more faith, oh God. Help me to walk in faith, oh God. Thank you for a grace of faith. Thank you for reminding us. Hallelujah. Reminding me about faith, that I'm to trust you and I'm to go blindly to the things of the natural. I don't have to see it to believe it. I don't have to understand it to believe it. I don't have to feel it to believe it. I don't have to taste it to believe it. I don't have to be able to comprehend, process it to believe it. It could be nothing in my natural, but my faith says it's everything. The way I hear the Holy Spirit, the way we're going to achieve, the way we're going to conquer, the way we're going to possess is by submitting, humbling ourselves, praying, seeking His face. Humbling ourselves is by denying ourselves, surrendering ourselves, committing ourselves to Christ and walking by faith, letting what we hear in that prayer place, amen, letting what we hear in that secret place be what we follow, be the instructions that we obey. So we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. More faith, less feelings. We're like a feeling. We're feeling from the self place versus feeling from the faith place. Those are two different types of feelings. Come on, somebody. Let us surrender. As we surrender and enter into the humble place, and then we take on the faith place and the prayer place and the seeking God's face place, then I'm feeling heaven, and I'm feeling Christ, and I'm feeling that I'm able, and I'm feeling that I'm just going to trust, and I'm feeling that now I'm going to take God's way, and I'm feeling that something is turning around and working in my favor, and I'm feeling that God is opening doors and favoring me, and I'm feeling that God is well able. And although this problem keeps occurring, you know what? I'm feeling that God is about to handle this. And I'm feeling energized. And I'm feeling joy of the Lord. That is my strength. And I'm feeling His peace. And I'm feeling patient. And I'm feeling, come on, somebody, love, and I'm feeling forgiving. Oh, Shantare Bagadira Boshia, and I'm feeling like, you know what, I'm gonna give this to Lord, forgive you and forget the rest. Come on, somebody, and I'm feeling gracious, and I'm feeling kind, and I'm feeling the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and I'm feeling hopeful. Why? Because I stepped out of the self place and the self place in the self place in the self place and got into the humble place, denying myself and focus on Christ Jesus. That, ooh, I got some new feelings. Ooh, I got a new feeling. Come on, somebody. Everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Come on. Hallelujah. Ooh, Kareba Shanda Basiri Robo Shotaya. Yes, I got a feeling. Amen. Because I'm in Jesus. I'm abiding in him and his word in me. Let's go there. How about that? Let's go there. Come on, John. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Come on, sing it. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to release that in the atmosphere. Put some praise in your atmosphere. Put some praise in your home. Put some praise on it. Put some praise on it. Hallelujah. Put some praise on it. See, when we praise, oh, Jesus. Not only is praise a weapon, come on, somebody, we got to recognize it. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We got to recognize what our weapons are. Ooh, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise is also, it's faith. It's faith. It's faith seeing. Ooh, God, you give me homes that I did not build, and wells that I did not dig, and vineyards that I did not plant. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, for you are the one, hallelujah, that brings man and woman together. You brought Eve to Adam. You pulled Eve out of Adam. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for uniting me with my kingdom partner. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. See, we begin having a different type of prayer. A different type of conversation when we are in the humble place. Amen. Because now this marriage that I so am praising you for is not about to satisfy my own self, but it's to give glory to God. It's to magnify you. It's to advance the kingdom. Be another place where the kingdom is advanced through my marriage. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Resha katarabos. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. I know we're supposed to turn somewhere. John, thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. Praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Here we go. If ye abide in me. No, you know what? Let's read more of it. Because why not? We need more scripture. We need more scripture. Unless, y'all know what I'm about to say, self. That's it! We need more scripture and less self. The narrative of self is not what I live by, but the narrative of Christ Jesus through scripture is what I live by, is what I trust in, is what I follow, is what dictates my life and my choices. God first, everything last. God first, y'all. God first. Let's start at verse 1. Thank you, Jesus, for making us one. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that he beareth, that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Somebody say, I'm bringing forth more fruit. And so whatever the little pinches and the prunings and the purges and the things that's like, ouch, to the flesh, come on, somebody. When we are Christ-oriented and we are humble-oriented and we are surrender-oriented and not self-oriented, I understand what's happening even though it don't feel good. Come on, somebody. And I say, oh, Lord God, if it be your will, remove this cup. But nevertheless, not my will, thine will be done. Nevertheless, thine will be done. Lord God, you purged and you pruned and you took this person out of my life and this relationship and you removed me from this job and this thing. And even though it didn't feel good and I'm in a moment of, oh, what's about to happen? Lord God, I trust that you're producing more fruit. That's what is happening. You're bringing more fruit. You're producing more fruit. And even, thank you, Holy Spirit. Even as we're in this place of humbling ourselves, praying and seeking this face. And we're stepping out of the self place. See, there's some mindsets, there's some thought processes and some thoughts and some habits and some conversations and some people and some attitudes and some ways that must be cut so that you can produce more fruit. Ooh, surrender. Let us surrender to it. Let us surrender to the change that God is requiring in this season. Let us surrender to the submitting. Some of us, all of us, we need to get rooted, amen, in a church. Yes, I said it. We need to get rooted in a church. Thank you. Yes, Holy Spirit is leading us in this way. We need to get rooted. We need to get rooted. Seeking God must be a regular in our life. Seeking God, the way that we seek God needs now to go to the irregular. What do you mean by irregular, Pastor Mika? What I mean is that we need to be doing it more. Amen. We need to show up and consistently and be persistent and let it be our non-negotiable. Amen. That I got to show up. I got to go and make myself present before the Lord and present myself before the Lord and seek his face and find out what his will is and what he desires. Let this be a year and a season about not what I desire, but what do you desire, Jesus? I'm overhearing what I desire. I, self desires. No, what does Jesus desire? What does he want to smell? What type of worship and sacrifice is he looking for in this season? What is he looking for from his people? What does he desire? That's what it is. And if you don't believe me, if you have questions about it, let's stick our nose in scripture from Genesis to Revelations and see what it's about. It's about denying ourselves. It's about taking up our cross. It's about following God. It's about obedience. It's about submission. It's about presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. That's our service. Let our schedule be purged. Amen. Hallelujah. Karabashanda robositria. Some of our crises and the problems would be less than if we found ourselves rooted in Christ Jesus, a permanent fixture in Christ Jesus. Showing up to church, not late, early. Come on. As if we do it for the stuff that pleases self. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Come on. We gotta go higher. We gotta go deeper. We gotta go wider. Heaven on earth. Jesus is real. Let us see him. Let us experience him in a way that we haven't seen in this generation, in this lifetime, in this decade, in this century. I don't know. I believe there's a more that God wants to release to us and give to us, but that more that God wants to release and give requires something from us. And you know what that something from us means is? For us to become less, less, less. To experience the more fruit of Jesus Christ. More. Somebody say, more fruit of Jesus Christ. More fruit of Jesus Christ. What is the more fruit of Jesus Christ? Well, I'm reminded in the New Testament and when Jesus was on this earth in his ministry, that where he went, miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? Because he had access to God the Father and all that God the Father had and all the power he had. Why? Because he submitted and surrendered his will and he was in the God's will and he saw more of God, amen, hallelujah. All that came to him was healed, and all that came to him, amen, afflicted was delivered, and all that came to him, and he resurrected the dead. Lazarus, come out, amen, who was dead to the point where it's past possibility. I believe in this season, 2023, the Holy Spirit moved on me that we're walking with Jesus. We're walking after Jesus and seeing impossibilities be realities. More of Jesus. More of Jesus' fruit. More. More. How's that more come as we humble ourselves? Pray. Seek his face. Turn from our wicked ways. I want to skip down. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Come on, much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So why are we trying to do stuff outside of him? He already said you can do nothing. That's why frustration comes. That's why toiling happens sometimes. Hallelujah. Because we are out of Christ. We are in self trying to do it ourselves. That's why impatience happens. Amen. And that's why you find yourself highly irritable. Amen. And even we come up against depressive thoughts and stuff. We are in self and we're not in Christ. That's what the Lord is speaking to some of us. A lot of problems, again, will be resolved as soon as we step in Christ. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you ask what you will. Why? Why? Because now I'm not asking out of self, I'm asking out of Christ. I'm asking in his will, and it shall be done unto you. The same way we see Jesus moving and asking and speaking to the Father, amen, out of God's will. And we had that heavenly account. Jesus had access to that heavenly account where all things are possible, nothing too hard. Same thing. We are able to produce that fruit. Let's produce that Jesus fruit in this day, in this hour, in this time, as we humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I see you on Sunday, same time, same hour, same place of stepping into humility, submission, and presenting ourselves unto God as we pray and experience God's miracles, signs, and wonders as we believe. Amen. God bless you. You are so blessed. May your week be prosperous, blessed, fruitful, peaceful, full of love, joy, and the fruit of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, we thank you, O God. The favor of the Lord is upon you.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.